Kedoshim, you have the first mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, which is very hard to define. We'll see maybe tomorrow the different Rishonim. But our Kapanim mitzvah, the Ruach HaDvarim, there's a chiyuv to be Kedoshim. Kedoshim Tiyu, the chiyuv of the mitzvah to be Miskadish. So the Pasuk says the reason is Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kodesh, therefore they're also Kodesh. Chazal say on it, Yochu Kamayni, that I would think that it's to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tamlem Ki Kodesh Ani, I'm different. Kedushas Yigdol and Kedushaschem. It's a very, very extraordinary Havmin Maskana. Lamoshim, there's other mitzvahs, there's Zekil van Veyu Mani Rachum af Ataye Rachum Mahu Chan af Ataye Chanun Mani Chanun. You have mitzvahs to be mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's brought down in Halacha, and it was the Rambam where he learns deis, he learns from those psukim, that Mahu af Ata. There's no pasuk, there's no drasha that I would think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a rachum, I could become as big a rachum as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamash will learn that no. I mean, it's pashut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the totality of rachum, of chanan, of chapayim. We can only be a little bit like it. What's the havamina here that this is an inyan where b'chol zayis there's a distinction? I mean, the tovayim darsheni. And b'chlal, the whole nuskha of pasuk, only by kedoshim do you find ki kodesh ani Hashem lakeichem. I mean, the pasuk does link it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, by chesed and rachamim and all those in yanim of midas, chazal dashnit, which means that lahalacha, it's a drasha. But in terms of tochen, in terms of the pasuk itself, the pasuk doesn't link it ki kodesh ani Hashem lakeichem. Kedusha is the only mida that is given to us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kodesh. It needs a havana in what the inyan of this mitzvah is vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is this mitzvah linked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ad kedei that there's a havamin, a person must become kodesh like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a kamash matzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mesillas Yesharim deals with the inyanim of Kedusha. In his Sulam of Aveda, Kedusha is the very last midah that he deals with. It's different gesos. His sulam, Kedusha is the final midah, and he says the following. He says, "Inya Kedusha kafuhu dahainu tchilas avoda v'seif gemul." It starts out as avoda, and the end of it is schar. Tchilas yishtadlos v'seif matana. V'hainu she tchilas yimashalim mikadosh atzmai v'seif yimashim mikadoshim oisay. So he brings the Chazal. This is the Pashut Pshat in the Chazal, that it's Kedusha is a midah. The only thing that Ramchal adds, I guess, to this Chazal is that it's not just a mikra. In other words, if I Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avolatayim Mesayin Oisei. Avodatayim Mesayin Oisei is not intrinsic to the process, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you do your share, I'll help you along. Here he says, this is the Midah itself. The Midah of Kedusha itself is not, it's not a Siyata Dishmaya, but the Midah of Kedusha is Chilos Yishtados HaSayif HaMatana, which leads us to a problem. So why is this in the Sulam Aveda? In other words, yes, there is an Olam HaGmul. There's Olam HaSchar. The Olam HaGmul, Olam HaSchar, we don't have any Havan in it, any Tfisa. It's not relevant to us. We don't really, I mean, we learn about it a little bit, but it's not something that's a chelik of Avodah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nemo L'Shalom Schar. What's Nagia to us in this world is, what are we supposed to do? So there's a Sulam. So what's the point of having a midah called Kedusha, which is Tchilas HaAveda B'Seifei Gemul? I mean, the Seifei Gemul is an Olam Haba. In this world, we're supposed to be doing things. So tell me what a person is supposed to do. So define Kedusha, half of it. the part of Kedusha I was supposed to do. Where's the Mokim in Kedusha that it's called an Avoida? It's the Bir Midas HaKedusha Kinyasa. It's obviously part of the Chiyuv Adam. And yet it's Tchilos HaAvoida V'Seifa Gemul. It's a very, very Tchilos HaShtadol V'Seifa Matana. So what are those two doing in Mahalchei Avoida? That is something that needs a definition. The basic Avoda of Kedusha, the basic Chiyuv of Kedusha, if Kedusha is 50% given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is 100% of it included in Avoda Sadel? It's interesting, the Ramchal leaves out part of it, and maybe that's the reason. There's a third piece to the Maim HaChazal. It says that Adam Mekadosh Atzma Boilam Hazak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekadosh Olam Haba. So that obviously the Ramchal felt is part of the Olam Aschar, and there's no shaykhus to us, it's not part of Avodah. But the first two statements, Adam Mekadosh Atzma Ma'at Kadosh Harbe, Mulmat Kadosh Milmala, that he holds is all part of Avodah. In the Ramchal itself, in the definitions of Midas HaKedusha, he brings different inyanim that need, two inyanim that he brings need to be sharpened. The first thing is he is trying to explain how does Kedusha different than Tara. Tara is his midah that's a twin of Kedusha. It's a darga lower than Kedusha, and he says there's a big difference between Tara and Kedusha. Ramchal's sefer is structured on levels, you know, three groups in each, three of three different Kedushas in each level. Tahara is the level that he contrasts with Kedusha. So Tahara, he says, is when a person does every single thing in this world, even physical things, he only does it machmas hechreach mipasaguf. He eats and drinks because he has to. That's the only reason. He gets no real hanor from it, and he gets no real tainug, no onug from it. It's called kulei done l'shem shemaim, I guess. He does it because he has to. He has to prepare give a chiv v'chaybem, and it's mipasgufoy. The kadosh is as distinguished from that. Even when he's osing that ma'isa, loitozus nafshe midvei kusah ha'oyei. That he's constantly being davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's thinking and learning, whatever it is, he's being davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very strange. It's two separate things. In other words, a personal muscle, a person who's sitting and eating can have a kavanah for taina gachila. That kavanah makes him a very chomeristic person and not on a high matreika. That we understand. A person can be completely devoid of tam in the food, and at that moment, all he feels is he's filling up the fuel tank. He's eating and drinking what he needs to. Let's say he eats pasta melech, so on and so forth. But now, what does he do while he's sitting and eating? So if he's a ben aliyah, he's sitting and learning. So that's the second thing. I mean, what is the leitozus nafshin dekusa elyon while, if he's not getting any hanor from the food, he's not getting any tainuv and no shaychus to it. So what he's doing b'shas ma'is is something else. What is the second half? And this is how he distinguishes from the difference of Taira, which is physically doing every single thing that a Kaddish does. It's physically a Maisa that is completely indistinguishable from the Kaddish. And yet, Taira belongs completely to Gidrei Avodas Adam, whereas Kedusha is already an Avodah that's half us and half a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He adds one more point that needs Hasbara, and I guess it's a hemshach of what he said before. He says that, how does a person work on Kedusha? He says, he shtadlus berdifas hayediyo hamitis ve'askola b'kedusha maisa. It's bechlal and aveda beikar in sechlis and havana. Hishtados berdifas hayidio amitis, which means Kabbalah, I guess. But what I understand. So, what's the mila of that? If you're supposed to learn Yediyah Mitis, that's Hilchos Talmud Torah. That's part of the general status of a person. Where is he changing a direction, a voida, from what he said before to what he said here? And he repeats it again when he speaks about what could possibly be the chesronos. In other words, what are the things that a person is lacking in? A person would share the mid of chasidus, like mafsida midim chisarin hayedias hamitis v'roiv achevrim ne'adam. So the roiv achevrim ne'adam, he explains, is because it has a tendency to bring out the chumris in a person. Fine, that's a clear distinction. But chisarin hayedias hamitis, what is the yedias hamitis that he's talking about? And obviously we don't know the yedias hamitis, but what's the point of these amitis? Where is this haskalah and the havana and the dveikus that he's talking about shayach to the world? You should say a person who's not davik and machshav all the time, a person who's not completely thinking l'shem shemayim. But he's talking about a specific limud, a certain mahalach of limudim is the right word of saying it, and that defines the kaddish, and the lack of it is what disturbs a person's avodah. So let's start. The sheirish of this Indian over here is a goyan in Mishlei. It's a pasuk, and we'll say the pasuk, and then we'll say basically how the goyan means to learn it. Toshuvu l'teichachti. The Shlomo says, "Come back to my techacha." He's speaking about a group of people that are Isaac and Varim b'Teilim and Ratzonis and so on. Teshuvu l'teichachti. Hine abia lechem ruchi, I will cause my ruach to flow towards you, or I will express my ruach to you. Oidia dvarai eschem, and I will teach you my dvar. That is the pasuk. So the pasuk has three components to it. Teshuvu l'teichachti, come back to my teichacha. Hine abia lechem ruchi, I will give you, I will endow upon you or express upon you my ruach, oidia dvarai eschem, and I'll teach you my dvar. So let's understand. So the Goyan says over here on the middle, his main chiddush on the middle one, that if a person listens to the teichacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a new ruach. And he explains it because a person doesn't always enjoy ruchnius, and things tend to fall into a vicious cycle. So if a person makes the ishtadlus and he does what's right, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a new ruach mimara. And that's the point I want to focus on. It says in the pasuk by the Meraglim, it says that except for Kolev, Rak Kolev and Yeshua, it says, "Eikev asher ruach acheres hois lehem." They had a different ruach, and the Arizal says very famous. He says that there was nisaber by ruach acher. The ruach, it's as if there was a gilgal neshama, so to speak. A new ruach got implanted in them. That's the ruach acheres hois lehem. And there's a whole inyan of what this is. It's not in your name. It's not something we understand. But the Etzem Nekud itself is very much in Yenenu. A person, there is no avoida for a person if the person has no kli kibul for it. In other words, to do something, when a person says, this is not shaykh to me, it's not me, then in principle the person is right. There's no avoida. Kahuna is a wonderful thing. A Levi, to do Avodas HaKohuna, it's not shaykh to him. So you would say that's because he's not Kaddish enough. But even Levi itself, a Sho'arim that was Mishayra, that went to Sho'arim, it says Chayiv Misa. Even though there's no lack of Kedusha, the Levi, the whatever Kedusha is needed, first of all, I don't know if there's a Kedusha needed for Sho'arim, but B'chol HaYifin, there's a certain Avodah is Mimuna on, and that's his Avodah. And if he changes it, it's wrong. It's not only wrong because Reuven would do a better job than you at Shira, and you would do a better job at him than being than at opening the Asharim. It's be'etzem, a person is a kibul for Avoida. That's the Metzius HaAdam. And Avoida is only as much as Shtal Zuchtsu to a person. If there is no Tzushtal to the person, then there is no, it's not Avoida. So is it a good mice? Does the person get schar? We always say, but if it's not shayachtim, it's not shayachtim, period. Which means that a person is limited to a very, very specific set of avodah. Whatever a person is born with, his capacity, and a person's natural yearning is for that capacity. When you ma'ir a person to avodah Hashem, the hisayrus is because the person really feels a need, and it's lacking in the person. If you sit down with a person who's completely femme, completely off, and you speak to him about chesed and tzedaka and learning and things, basic things, there's hisayrus in the person because he was there. Just like every person, most people have some feeling for music, and if they hear something nice, they misayr to it, because it was latent in them, they had it in them. Every person has in Yonim Ruchim, he has an neshama, and he has in Yonim Ruchim, and they're shaykh to him. And that is where Avoida comes into. But there's a problem. That means a person is limited to what he is, and that's that. Since every single person has in himself a chelek or taimi mal, there's an akuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the person, so his neshama should definitely have some of that endlessness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. The person's capacity, if it's limited and very limited, no matter how big he is, then it's not a chelek or taimi mal. So there's a mechanism where when a person reaches the end of his kli kibul, then he gets another kli kibul as well, or his kli kibul expands, if you wish. The person's avoda is not, certainly if you take somebody off the street, the capacity for sitting and learning is an hour, and not more than that. And his schar and his oynish and his bittel teira and his lima teira, all those in yonim will revolve around the hour, because that's be'emes is kalim. There is no, he has no kalim for anything more than that. But if the person begins to learn, then not only is he filling the kalim, but the kalim themselves begin to expand. A sort of dugma to it. It says the Dayala is tsar and it expands for the Zohar. It says that the Rafal of Suma Ika, that if a person eats something sweet, even if he's full, it opens up his appetite and his stomach opens up. There are inyanim that are marchiv the kli kibul themselves. That is what the Goyen means, and that's the simple pshat in those inyanim. It says, Yarolana Ruach Mimarek. The Goyen says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person, and that's the meaning of the pasuk. Shuvilo Seichachdi. The first step is Teichachadik. In other words, the person is not doing it because it's really shayach to him. The person is doing it because it's the right thing to do. He ought to do it. Once that person does it, then Abia Ruchi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to give him another ruach. The person gains more in ruach, which is chelik of the neshama, and therefore his capacity increases. If the person can learn an hour, and it's a struggle to learn an hour, that's his capacity. The part of the mahalach of avoda is that hour becomes normal to him, and its capacity opens up to take more than that. That is the mahalach of ruach, abir ruach mar. So a person has in himself what he has. Avoida is two things: filling what he has, and then stretching the kli kibul further. And so the chelik of being memala davoida with memala's klik is kalim with what's there, that is kulei bidei adam. Certainly, sefer shmaya and omar kadosh baruch hu is lenei yochol and v'chulu. Those are all things that are definitely needed, but that's not the avoida. The avoida itself is doing yourself. When you come to the last stage, the kedusha is tchilosa avoida v'sefer gemul. It's not the pshat; it's the schar l'kolam haba. In a sense, you're sitting back and basking in the wonderful meisen that you did. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you further kelim. Just like the etzem, the first kli, like it says, mi akad mena v'shalem lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, who came first that I have to pay him? Every person, if you bring a korban, it's because you have a behemah. If you wear tzitzit, it's because you have a beged. The very, very, very initial, the initial avoda, the initial putting down is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a capacity, we fill it up. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us again, because the kelim are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's to give us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us kelim, but it's not the pshat, the gemul that Ramchal is talking about in Kedusha is not of the nature like the last maimah on Olam Haba. The gemul we're talking about is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a larger kli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expands the kli. That's giving. And now I have what more to be memala. So Kedusha is the chelik avoida that finishes avoidas Adam and endows him with more kelim for avoida. That's Kedusha. You see in the structure of Torah of the Torah in Yanim, Kedusha relates to more possibilities for avoida. Kehanim Akdoshim, and it means that they have another series, a whole new series of things to be over, a whole new series of mitzvahs. Things that belong to Hegdish have a whole new chelik kachim, is a whole new chelik of mitzvahs that applies only to the world of kachim. That which is kadosh means it has proceeded to a point that it has new kelim for avoda. That's the mid of kedusha. And the Yaakov Avinu, the Ovis, Yaakov Avinu is called Kedosh Hashem. Yaakov, the bracha of Akela Kodesh is connected. Yaakov Avinu is called Kodesh. So definitely there are reasons to explain it in terms of Yaakov's Avoda, Laroa Kermiyomov, and so on. But there is also a structural reason why Yaakov has to be Kedusha. Since Yaakov is the gemar of the avoda of the avos, you have Avram's avoda, you have Yitzchak's avoda. Yaakov, however you define his particular avoda, either se'emes or whatever, it's the finish of the avos. Ein avos alashleisha. That's it. Those three are the avos. The gemar of avoda can never be a real gemar. It can't be an end. Avoda doesn't finish because there's no such thing a person works very hard and then he retires. There's no retirement in Avoda. So the Avoda of Yaakov can only be the meat of Kedusha, which means filling up what you have and creating a kli for more. So that means Yaakov Avinu branches out into Shvatim and into Ayin Nefesh and into Sheishmer's reboot. The Shishim Ribut. He becomes Yaakov Avinu's Avoda is the culmination and the perfection of Avoda Sa'avis and the automatic opening up into a bigger Kli Kibla Avoda. It's by definition like that. Every Gemara in Avoda since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bleak vul, he didn't put into the Bria limitations. He put limitations. But when you finish, that's when you get a whole new set or an expansion of the set to be oivet more. That's the midah of Kedusha. So there's a tremendous difference in be'etzim between the midah of ma ani afata, ma hu afata, rachum, chanun, and the ma ani. ki kodesh ani, and there's you have to understand the edlan nekuda. The midah of chesed and rachamim and so on, all those midahs were asked to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vanveyu ani vehu. There's I and there's who, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the other, and I'm walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm being mishalach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the chiyuv is to be like him. Certainly there is no one as a havamina would ever able to do as much chesed as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, would be as Erech HaPayim as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a havamina, it's not a teretz, it's nothing. We emulate that avodah. Ki kodesh ani, and we'll see soon maybe the nature of it, is a direct hemshech from the fact that a person is kosher to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The only way I can ask for a person to be endless, the only way I can ask for a person for his avodah to go past, is if a person has in himself a mayan that opens up a ruach mimarom that's capable of expanding. If I come to a person, I'm working for somebody, and the person gave me a budget to take care of something, to buy something for the company or whatever it is, to hire people. Let's say, and I know that this person's budget, this person's resources are limitless, but he budgeted me. And I come to him and I say, listen, I've hired the people you wanted, the company's running well, I think it's time to expand the company. Let's go forward and let's make it bigger. The reason, but I have a budget. So if I was limited to my own resources, let's say a person has his own resources, he's working only with his own resources, and he knows his own resources are limited, they're X, he can't expand past X, because I am myself, I possess only X amount, and that's all I can possibly do. If I know that it's really my resources are drawing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's account, on my boss's account, my boss's resources are not limited, so then the reason why I allow myself to think about enlarging is because it's coming from there. The reason why a person can think of expanding himself, expanding his scope of avodah, is ki kodesh ani Hashem, because the ani of everybody is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The safe pasuk, the atzmius of a person is a chelek alkai mimal. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limitless, then mechateisa will limit it. Chesed, rachamim, all these inyanim, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an outside model. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an outside model that's worthy of emulating. It's ani v'hu. We're together. We are like each other, kaviyachol. So A, there's no havamina that we would be like it, that we would be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no need to tell us that we won't, can't be like it. Kedusha comes only, it's not, I can't imitate Kedusha, because there's no makom in my avodah to do Kedusha. That's what the Ramchal says. Kedusha is because at some point I'm coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At some point my makor is a hemshach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Kodesh Oni, the Oni covers both myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So over there there's a real havamina. Are you telling me that a person is limitless? No. There's a gevul to it. If that's the avoda of kedusha, then understanding what we call kedusha it makes sense. Rashi says kedusha is a getter from arayas. Ramchal explains it as a hemshich of tahara, which is a precious type of precious from arayas, from chomis bechlal. In so much as a person. Kedusha really, it depends on where the person deheres himself. If the person deheres himself as the niver that he is, then there's no makom for kedusha. Then I'm a mugbal. I'm limited, and my limitations are real. They really are. Me as myself is really limited. The more I perceive myself as a continuum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a hemshech of the Ani. If my Ani is identified with Hashem, then there is really no limitation. That depends on the person's deher of his maisim and himself, whether he's himself or Kaddish Baruch Hu. And the Tohar does everything the Kaddish does. There is no difference in the Olam HaMaisa between the Tohar and the Kaddish. Except the Tohar removes himself from physicality in terms of enjoyment and so on. He does mitzvahs, but he doesn't deher the mitzvahs as a hemshech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs in the Bria. He's lacking in the deher. What the chassid has different than the tohar is these yediyos, which means understanding where HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself in each of these mitzvahs. It says, V'choris imoy abris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held Avram's hands and was curious abris. That's really, the Goyen says, and the others from, Ashekishanu mitzvoysa v'tzivonu, tzivu is lashon tzeves, tzavta. Every mitzvah carries an element of my avodah, and it's be'etzem a hemshech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being mamshech HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Bria. And every mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing and doing it with me together. This is v'choris imoy abris. The level of kedusha depends in how removed am I from self, and more important, how dovek am I in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much do I understand myself, do I see myself as doing his maisim? If a person gave me a one-time resource, he said, here is X amount of dollars, build yourself a business, it came from that person, but it's no longer nimshach from it. So when I finish my resources, I can't think of expanding my business. But the more I see myself as a secretary, then basically, I mean, it just, for convenience sakes, for safety's sake, I have a certain amount of money in the account. But there's no reason why when I finish that it can't flow into it. That's the difference in Kaddish. The ideas that we're talking about here, the chokhmah of the maisa and so on, is the deher in each maisa mitzvah, how Am Yad Arichta VaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what Chochmas Apnim is about. In the Torah, it's used in conjunction with Shabbos, and it says VaKadosh Oisai. And that's the pshat in the Neshama Yisera that a person gets on Shabbos. The Neshama Yisera is the Ruach Mimarom, just like the Goyen says over here, Abia Ruchi, that you get an expansion of your Ruchniistic capabilities, of your Neshama. That's Kedusha. So if Shabbos is Kadosh, then Kedusha itself, then there must be an element of neshama that's added to it. Kedusha is by definition an expansion of kelim, and bal korchach that's what the person gets. It's very interesting. Rashi says in Beitza that what's neshama yisera. Rashi says that Adam is oichel and he's not nafshu is not kotzer, but that he doesn't get sick of it, doesn't get tired of it. So I mean the crassest way to learn pshat is that it's a gluttony. You can eat as much as you want, and that's the midah type of Shabbos. Very hard to deher like that. It says also the Gemara says in Yuma that Susharim, I forgot the name of the one who could eat all the kachim, there shouldn't be any nicer. So I mean, achila gas is not even achila. The teretz is, it depends. Let's take an example: a person who eats because he's hungry. So there's a gvul. There's a gvul to how much he can eat. A person, lamasla, is taking medication, and he has to take X amount of pills. He doesn't stop in the middle and say, you know, I'm full already. I don't need more pills. He's bechlal not eating. He's taking pills. A person who's in a contest to how much he can eat, he's not eating. He's in a contest. The maisa itself, so b'meila, in eating, the stomach is kaveya, how much he can eat, and that's the gvulus of the eating. In taking pills, the doctor's formula is kaveya the gvulus, and when a person is in a some sort of silly contest, then the record is kaveya. It's bechalal, it's a whole different world, b'melas, different gvulus, and different inyanim. Shabbos, if the achilas kachim, it says it on achilas kachim, that it was shayach to eat extraordinary amount, and Shabbos nafshi kotzibah. When the achila is be'etzem ha-metzias of eating, for instance, let's say a person is eating lunch because he's hungry, so if he's not hungry, he doesn't eat lunch. If a person is going out with somebody for a business deal, he doesn't cancel the lunch because he's not hungry. The lunch is not lunch. It's there to do business. It's a business deal. But lunch is a chetimtza. So the person doesn't say, well, I'm not hungry today, so we'll cancel the deal. If Shabbos is, if the achila is achila of the guf, there's no gvul. It's mugul to the stomach. If achila's kachim is the achila of a kain that's hungry, there is a gvul there. If achila's kachim is mizbeachdik, if the person is a mizbeach factor on it, then the gvul is to how many kachim you can bring during the day. If the achila Shabbos is an achila of Shabbos, then the gvul is a Shabbos. It's perfect adrabe. It's a hafgah from Taivas Adam, and the whole person becomes a mizbeach. And that's what Ramchal explains over there with his Meirich, that his the one, and Ramchal says it, if you look at it, and you understand that it's kemat mefurish. The Tohar sits down and says, I have to eat. A person dies if he doesn't eat. He needs X amount of calories, X amount of water, and this is what I need to imkai my guf. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. I eat something that has no taste to it, but I'm doing it l'shem shemayim. So he's still feeding his guf. That's what he's doing. He's feeding his guf, and that's his deher. The Kadosh has a mizbeach, and he's being malah karbonis on it, and he's being menasech yayin on it. And the person who lives that deher, so the gvulas are the gvulas of mizbeach, not gvulas adam. So Shabbos is in the world of kedusha. Shabbos is the example for that. Let's bring it down. Let's understand it. The mitzvah of kedushim, the mitzvah of kedushim to you, is a whole new chelik of avodah. It's not just another mitzvah, but the musik of kedusha in its broader sense is. There's a whole new chelik of avodah. Avodah is a person filling up his kelim. Kadosh Baruch Hu created every person with his kelim. A person is meant to fill it up. And that's the metzias adam. When the person, when a person finishes that, it's shayach to go forward and to expand that those kelim. So that the person becomes a bigger kli. He can't do more than that, but he can expand it. That's the world of kedusha. It's very interesting. There's a halacha in kachim that the kli is mekadosh what's betoichai or begoidish. That the halacha is the mashal flour can't become mincha unless you put into a kli of that's kadosh, and the kli is mekadosh it. The kli is mekadosh the flour in it. It's not only mekadosh the flour in it, but the flour that's on top of the flour that's in it. You can pile up more flour like a little hill that's outside the perimeters of the kli. That's called the goydish, the pile on top of it. The kli is mekadosh the goydish also up to a shlish. In other words, kedusha goes beyond the gvul of what's in the kli because the definition of kedusha is it has a larger kli kibul. It's mekadosh the goydish also. So the world of kedusha is the ability to move forward so that your kelim expand. The hechetimtza for it is very much the hair of the person. In other words, the person cannot the mokum for kedusha. It's shayach. It's not the pshat just that Kadosh Baruch Hu dumps a kli. It Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't dump kelim. We are what we are. So the limitations are correct because we are who we are. If a person deheres himself as being a hemshach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he loses his limitations as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limitless. That's called Kikadosh Ani, because the Ani of everybody is the Ani of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A little bit of a riot to it. It says by the Kol Ha'edu Kulam Kedoshim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Korach came with a Taina, Lomo Tisnasu Al Kal Hashem Kol Ha'edu Kulam Kedoshim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'soichem. The pshat is, he said everybody is kaddish because everybody has a kaddish baruch Hu inside them. The medrash says over there, where did everybody become kaddish? We all heard anoich Hashem lekecha miSinai. Anoichi we all heard because the makor of kedusha is from the word anoichi. Ani anoichi, where the eye of oneself identifies itself with the eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the person's kelim become as broad as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as limited as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the end of Avodah, and it's something that a person by right can ask, why are we talking about it? It's an understanding of Avodah. On the one hand, and it doesn't, like we always say about the Masilas Yesharim, it doesn't only happen on the grand scale when a person is a complete Zohar, and a person completes Zohar, and a person is a complete Tohar, he goes on to the next step. Our Avodah today is it's different Chalokim. A person cannot and should not do Avodah beyond his capacity. There's no Avodah like that. A Levi that does Avodah's Kuhn is Chayiv Misa. Even if he switches Avodah's Levi, he switches from Sharim to Sharim, it's wrong. A person knows his kelim, and this is what he's supposed to do. But a person should understand that the she'ifa of a person is to move forward so that his kelim grow also. And it's lamashal. A person sits down and he dreams of, he knows that his limitations are to learn an hour. That's really reasonable. So fine. But don't stick to that hour with vekus. Understand that as you'll get used to it, that's what the Goyen says, it's shaykh even for a small avodah, a person is mechaven a little bit in davening. As you get a tam in what you're doing, that's what the Goyen says, if when you begin to enjoy what you're doing, your capacity increases. Just like when a person is served food that's tasty, his appetite opens up. When a person begins to get a tam in it, then it opens up further. And that's the person gets a ruach mimarim to do vaita. The tonight is it has to be if a person, let's say, says to himself, I want to be like the Vilna Goyen. And why? Because it's very nice to walk in the street and everybody whispering and saying, oh, the Vilna Goyen is walking down the street. The person will never have those kelim. A person who kills himself to do something, when down deep it's not kefi erkei, and also it's not because he sees himself as a hemshech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he sees himself as himself, then he'll break his kelim. If you try to load a kli that's made for 10 pounds or 20 pounds, it'll break it. If a person writes out checks for money he doesn't have, he'll bankrupt. It's only when he really dehares himself as vaita. So avoda itself is the person the hair is metzias as it is, work with his kelim. A person understand that avodah means slowly the hairing more and more, that his kelim can, and the more he understands himself as a ni Hashem, the more he understands his ni as being the chelik al kaim imal, the anoichi that he heard, the less limited his kelim are. And the more person that has all the ma'isa mitzvahs, instead of a person when he does a good thing, he instead of saying, oh, another feather in my cap, the person that has the ticket in the world, that has HaKadosh Baruch Hu's galus in the world, and it's a long avodah, a person to be honest with himself, but it's there. If we're all mechuyev, we're all kedoshim as a mitzvah, as everybody. The more a person does that, the more he comes into the realm of kedusha. The less he's Toli Yechamri is, the more he moves towards Kedusha. The more a person moves towards Kedusha, the person taps into that Ni Hashem. His Avodah becomes much greater, his capacity for becomes much greater. Atkedikach, the Pasuk has to distinguish that it's impossible this go all the way, but the neichi that Hashem alikach, that a person heard in Sinai, that everybody heard in Sinai, the chelik alikach mimal, that everybody's neshama is, gives him a scope of avoda that, as far as we're concerned, it's basically limited. Kol Eilu Kuv Toishim was a good time. Everybody heard Nech Hashem Alekecha. And as a person is menatik himself from Chumriyas and Avoda, Mitzatara, and the person dehers with Seichel and with deher, the what the Ramchal calls the idea of Emes and the understanding, the deher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the world of Mitzvah and so on, the person's capacities of approach the unlimited.